You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The government is working out a framework for countries or sovereign-backed firms to borrow from the Indian market to pay for their imports in rupee, a move that would help countries that have trade deficit with India, besides furthering the goal of rupee internalization. A senior finance ministry official told FE that the countries which have trade deficits with India or their firms may explore the possibility of borrowing from Indian markets to pay for their imports or take steps to step up their exports to India. Even though such bilateral mechanisms will take time to stabilize, both export and import in the rupee would reduce pressure on the forex reserves of both partner countries and have mutual benefits. Up next, a provision to enable public procurement portal GEM to impose penal interest for making delayed payments to vendors by government ministries and departments will be fully operational from end of this month, a senior official said. In 2020, the government decided to levy a 1% penalty on government departments and agencies for delayed payments to vendors selling goods on the GEM platform. Government e-marketplace CEO P.K. Singh told reporters that the functionalities have been developed and that in about 3 weeks' time, it will be fully functional. In other developments, India's retail inflation likely eased to 7% in August from a 15-month high of 7.44% in July, primarily due to a softening tomato prices, according to an FE poll among 13 economists. The inflation measured by Consumer Price Index was 7% in August 2022 as well. These economists expect CPI core inflation, which excludes food and fuel items, to remain flat in August. If August 2023 CPI print comes in at 7%, retail inflation will average 7.2% in the first 2 months of the July-September quarter. This means that for the RBI's projection of average inflation at 6.2% for Q2 FY24 to come true, the inflation will have to crash to 4.3% in September, an improbable scenario given the current price pressures. Moving on, hydropower generation fell by more than 6% in August and nearly 9% in the first 5 months this fiscal, leading to peak power demand shortages during the non-solar hours as per the data from Central Electricity Authority. Vikram V, Vice President and Sector Head, Corporate Ratings ICRA said, quote, "As the rainfall has not been up to the mark, hydropower generation is down as compared to last year. Even the wind generation is subdued," unquote. India saw an all-time high of peak power demand of 240 gigawatt last Friday, and the same-day peak shortage was exceptionally high at more than 10 gigawatts. At all India level, the peak shortage of 7,591 megawatt was noted at 2240 hours. In other news, Reserve Bank Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that the central bank is firmly focused on bringing down inflation to 4%, adding that monetary policy must be forward-looking. He stated that taking a policy approach that only looks at the past can lead to problems, while using the analogy of driving a car on a road with potential hazards to illustrate this point. Shaktikanta Das said that the driver must be able to see ahead and adjust the speed of the car accordingly, and if the driver reacts too late to a speed bump, they could cause an accident. The governor said that the RBI remains prepared to undertake policy responses to deal with supply shocks, which have become more frequent with profound implications. Meanwhile, apart from opposing levy of any form of network user charges on over-the-top apps, as is being demanded by the telcos, several consumer groups have also voiced against the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India's proposal to selectively ban OTT apps in the event of law and order problem. As many as 11 consumer groups, including the Consumer Unity and Trust Society, Consumer Guidance Society, Consumer Guild, etc., have said that the proposal on selective banning, coupled with regulating carriage and content, would lead to overregulation and would create regulatory uncertainty in the Indian market. Lastly, the local authorities running Britain's second-largest city, Birmingham, have shifted focus on maintaining vital services as they declared the council effectively bankrupt due to an annual budgetary shortfall of millions of pounds. Birmingham City Council, which is run by the opposition Labour Party and is the largest local authority in Europe, comprising over 100 councillors, issued a Section 114 notice on Tuesday to say that all new expenditures, with the exception of protecting vulnerable people, and statutory services will stop immediately. The council said the dire financial situation arose as it must fund an equal pay liability that has accrued to date in the region of GBP 650 million to GBP 760 million, but it does not have the resources to do so. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.